You're tuned to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Over 200,000 people from around the world have volunteered to leave their life on Earth behind to become part of the first human colony on Mars. The project, titled Mars One, aims to settle humans on the Red Planet by 2023. Current State's Emmanuel Berry found out that the people who will man this mission are everyday people like this Michigan native.
My name is Erica Mazaris. I am an applicant for the Mars One mission to Mars.
Thousands and thousands of people have applied, and they're vying to be the selected few who get to complete this mission to Mars. Why did you decide to apply?
I decided to apply to go to Mars because Mars has always been my dream. Ever since I was a little kid reading science fiction books, up until when I joined the University of Michigan's Mars rover team and worked for NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Mars has always been my dream, and I'm so excited that there's finally the opportunity for someone like me to go.
So you made an application video. Let's listen to that now.
I can't tell you how excited I am to be making this video. Since I joined the University of Michigan's Mars rover team in early high school, I've been in love with Mars. That I'm now actually applying to be a crew member on a human expedition to Mars is my wildest fantasy come true. I know, pretty tame fantasies, huh?
I think you really get a sense of your love for space in that video. Tell me a little bit about where this love stems from.
I think it all started with the stories. I honestly do. And it's weird to think that, you know, the weird science fiction, like John Carter Mars type things are what have inspired me to actually do something real, because I don't want anyone to mistake that. Like, I don't think there are actual like giant Martians living on Mars right now. That's not where I'm at. But you get these stories of grand adventures, of people willing to sacrifice what they have for the betterment of humanity, of society, and then to put that in a space opera setting. And then you get these people that are traveling to explore because that's what we as humans do. And that is what I was raised on as a kid. That's what I grew up with. So that's always been deep inside me somewhere.
With this mission, you're leaving Earth, potentially not to return. I guess, does that scare you?
It absolutely scares me. I mean, there's no way that it doesn't at least a little bit scare every single one of those applicants. But I think the important thing to remember is that while it does scare us, the excitement of going to Mars and what we can accomplish there is so much greater than the fear that we have.
What do you think you'd miss about Earth if you were selected?
So you haven't seen back behind the curtains yet, but my husband and I have a lot of pets. He's actually going to school to be a zookeeper. So we have a lot of reptile rescues and things like that. And you've seen some cats wandering out here. So I'll miss my animals. I really will. They're like my children right now.
What excites you about the potential of living a life on Mars?
It's really hard to imagine what living a life on Mars would be like, because everything about it, from the sunrise to the air we breathe to the people that we'll be with, are just like unimaginable at this point in time. And I think that's what excites me the most. Like, this is an experience that no human has ever had before. This is something entirely new. And that's so incredibly exciting.
What's the training process like for this, for those who are selected?
It sounds like, from what Mars One has said on their website and everything, it sounds like it's a 7-year training process where we'll be trained in everything necessary to make us good astronauts, which is good because I'm clearly missing some of those skills right now. But they'll train us in everything that we'll need to survive and to thrive on Mars and do carry out all of the science experiments that we can.
So you mentioned you don't necessarily have all the skills yet, but what skills do you have, you think, that make you an asset to potentially being a part of this mission?
I think the biggest skill that I have, and I think the most important skill that anyone on this Mars One mission could have, is the ability to learn, and to learn quickly, and to adapt to any situation. Because Mars One can train us. They can train, you know, people in the Air Force that are in the astronaut program as we speak for 7 years to go to Mars. And I guarantee you that they'll face a new situation every day that they weren't prepared for. So the key is to be able to handle those situations. That's what it's all about. And I think I and a lot of my fellow applicants have that ability. I think that's key.
Your background is in linguistics. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Look, my background's all over the place. I went to college on a math and science scholarship and a dance scholarship. So I majored in classical languages. And then I came back to Ypsilanti, to Eastern Michigan University, and got my master's in linguistics and artificial intelligence. And now I work as a computer software developer.
Do you know if you will get to bring anything with you? And I guess if you were able to, what three things would you want to take with you to Mars?
I don't know if we'll get to bring anything with us. I hope so. And I hope I don't have to include in my list of things that I want to bring, like, you know, electronic media, like books or music. I hope they just, like, have some available to us. I think what I would bring, if I could, is back when my husband and I were just starting to date, he took a trip to Hawaii and brought me back this little, like, 4-inch-long stuffed finger puppet of a mongoose. And that was, like, the first gift he'd ever given me. So I took that mongoose with me everywhere I went, from, you know, Greece to California to Hawaii myself. It's always been with me. And I feel like if I could take that mongoose to Mars, that would be what I'd do.
So if selected, you'd also, I guess, be leaving your husband behind as well. I guess, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal. I will say that before we started dating, even, he knew about my love for Mars and outer space. And that was a caveat to our starting to date, was that if I had the opportunity to go to outer space, that I'd take it. But he is a phenomenal human being and an amazing husband. And he has said that if I do get to go to Mars, he'd like to follow me. So he'd do what he could to get in the training program as well and get to Mars too. So I'm trying not to think about leaving him behind. It's just moving us both to Mars.
I think a lot of people look at this idea of this mission and think, this is crazy. Why would anyone want to do this? There's so much risk. I guess, what do you have to say to that?
I have a couple things to say to that. And the first is that we rely on this kind of exploration and adventure. And we have always relied on this kind of exploration and adventure to further the human race, to get us the scientific and technological advances that have gotten us to where we are today. We've relied on exploration to even, you know, bring us over into America, you know. So I think that it is absolutely our place to continue that exploration into outer space. And the people that are, you know, that think all of the applicants are crazy, well, that's fine. They don't have to be the ones to go to Mars, as long as they don't stand in the way of the rest of us.
You kind of touched on it there, but why is space exploration so important? Why is it important that we start making these steps now?
When we do science experiments on Earth, we're limited to a certain amount of gravity, to a certain amount of atmospheres of pressure. You know, we're very Earth-centric in the science that we're doing. And if we can take away some of those variables, take away some of those constants and replace them with new ones, we're all of a sudden opening up a whole new realm of knowledge to us. And that benefits every science at a very broad level. But beyond that, beyond opening up new scientific doors, there's just the very basic idea of our need to keep exploring and keep pushing our boundaries. And while there are places on Earth, like the very bottom of the Marianas Trench, that we haven't explored yet, for the most part, we've seen the land on Earth, and we've seen what it has to offer, and there's nowhere else to go for us but up now.
Erica Mazaris is an applicant for the Mars One mission. She welcomed current state's Emmanuel Berry into her Ypsilanti home for that conversation.